A word for you from Philippians chapter 2 verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Last time we looked at the obedience that God expects us to have, not just when people like Paul are around, for he emphasizes not as in my presence only, and it also refers to the example of Jesus Christ, where it says, let this mind, in verse 5, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. The example of him humbling himself and then being highly exalted. And therefore, we have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Well, this verse contains a lot more to it, but let's just look at this part where it says, work out your own salvation. Often, we are very busy with the salvation of others. We tend to be looking to others, and indeed the Bible commends us and encourages us to heed warnings for our brothers, to be able to rebuke, encourage, correct other people, to evangelize, to spread the gospel for the sake of other people hearing the good news. But here, as in other places too, it does refer to our own salvation. Very often Paul does say, look, your own life, your own teaching needs to be constantly examined. So working out your own salvation does not negate grace. It does not mean that faith is put aside. But because our salvation is so great, and the whole of chapter 2 is really an exaltation of Jesus Christ who has bought our salvation, it's free, it's all of grace. Therefore, in verse 12, we ought to work out our own salvation. Does that mean that we are saved by faith with some works? No, not at all. But because Jesus Christ has bought us, because he has paid the full price, now we are to work out our own salvation. You could put it in this way, since Jesus has put his salvation into us, when we have received him as Savior and Lord, by faith he's come into our hearts, now work it out. Let what is in come out. Let his grace now be displayed. Let your behavior be one that shows that you have been saved. Work out your own salvation.